Hello, pets. Zeta Midnight here. This is much less of a mini Monday moment than a check-in with you. Today is Tuesday, 21st January, 2020. Yesterday was Blue Monday, as it's come to be known. And even though we all know at this point that Blue Monday was a marketing ploy designed to have, you know, to encourage people to book summer holidays and whatnot, it doesn't matter. I think there is some genuine truth in the idea that this period after Christmas, after the whirlwind of New Year, that people can get low or sad or end up in dark places. I know there's some truth in it because, and this isn't something I usually share, but this weekend I was in a very dark place. I wasn't sure where the light was. I really struggled to even look for it. And I had some difficult conversations with myself. I'm not blaming that all on Blue Monday. That would be ridiculous. Obviously, everybody has things going on in their own mind and things they need to deal with. But I highlight it because I want you all to know that that's okay. When you're having a dark moment, when you're having an experience that's bleak and you can't see the end of it, there's always an end. Nothing stays rotten, shit, dark, bleak, black, colourless, forever. Nothing does. There's always a way out. And whether you believe it or not, there are always people to pull you out if you let them. I highlight this particularly because one of the ways I found myself out of the hole I was in across the weekend, it was a very unexpected source. It was another audio creator. It was one I don't know very well, but I'm growing to know. And he's such a good human being. So, Jack, if you happen to listen to this, thank you. You may not realise how much you've helped, but you really, really have. And so have the rest of you, pets, whether you realise it or not. Every comment you leave for me, every like or upvote, or just showing your presence in some way, reminds me that what I do matters, that people care, and it's worth pushing through the blackness because there is light on the other side. So, in an attempt to pay it forward effectively, I want to extend an invitation to you. No, I don't know you well. We likely won't meet, and I won't be able to give you the hug you so richly deserve. But I'd like you to accept this voice hug instead. This virtual squeeze. I love you all and I care for you. And if you're having a bleak moment, even though it's hard, even though it seems impossible, reach out. Reach out to me. Don't let Blue Monday or Blue January or whatever people want to call this time of year, don't let it push you into a hole and cover you up with soil. Because you deserve so much more than that. Okay? since somebody appears to be moving their bins on my street, we shall now return to our usual silly kinky programming. Thanks for listening, pets.